Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers and janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the different things we've got over there. All righty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us for hour number two. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure am.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, college football was in the news yesterday, and so wasn't the NFL again. Now, college football players are at a crossroads in the United States as the college conferences are charting a conference, or are charting a path, rather, for the COVID-19 era and what they're going to do. Now, Nick Saban spoke out yesterday, of course, coach of the Alabama team, and talking about the conference play, and, you know, if the teams, the leagues decided they didn't want to play, well, then guess what? He was going to go along with whatever. But the kids, he said, they want to play, and they should be allowed to play the sport. And I got a better idea. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The NFL stadium idea, the 15,000 people in the stadium, regardless of how many seats you put in there, I think they should let the college people do that and do it the same way, with a little pods of 10, have them separated, and put 15,000 people in the stands to begin with, because some of those college stadiums hold 100,000-plus people.
Well, right. And again, that's all part of trying to move forward with this virus in our midst, and trying to make sure that people can have as normal a life as possible.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many factors, you know, the psychological factors alone, and of course the economic factors. But if things can be done safely, if especially everybody's presumably outside in a big stadium,
right?
But you know, if things can be done safely and people will feel comfortable doing that, then there shouldn't be any reason why we can't combat and have our way of life.
And when people say, well, how come you don't want 25,000 or 50,000? That's half the stadium. Because 15,000, you know the people are going to be scattered, and it's not going to be a problem, so you take away the talking points.
Well, exactly right. And I might add, too,
and by the way, that'll pay for the lights.
Well, it would, yeah. And I might add, too, that, you know, if the situation were different, let's just say that Obama was president, and you had these these kinds of challenges. You'd be hearing, I think, from the left even, you know, we've got to fight back, you know, we can't let this economy crumble, and on it would go. But again, it's not a conspiracy about the virus, but I do think you have people taking advantage of what's happening in the state of affairs with the virus in order to essentially believe that, well, if we wreck everything with the economy, it'll look bad on Trump. I mean, it's getting to that point where, you know, but a lot of people across the highways and byways, Captain, they see through a lot of this stuff, and they can't wait to vote.
Now, the other thing we heard yesterday is the NFL, and the NFL will not have full-time officials this year. Now, those officials in the National Football League make a lot of money because they are out on the road 7 days a week doing what they're doing, going all over the place. And this time around this year, it won't be like that, number one. And number two, it's going to kind of be like high school officials because those guys are all part-time. They have other jobs. But these NFL guys, I don't know what they're going to do for extra money. Maybe they can go out and do high school games.
Yeah, you don't know. I mean, things are so different. And, yeah, so it, and it, you see that everything, literally everything has been affected. And so how is it going to all ramp up when the virus is finally either under control with the vaccine or gone?
Yeah. Yep. Now, Michelle Obama blasted President Trump night before last about the housing migrant children in cages. Remember when she said that?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Well, little fact check. She forgot to mention her husband's the one that built the cages to begin with.
You're right about that, Captain.
That's a fact check. Yep. Mm.
That's right. And the Associated Press has fact checked that. And they have said that essentially what Michelle Obama did not tell you is that it was the Obama administration that built the cages and kept children in those temporarily when they were separated during the processing. Yes.
So isn't that convenient? You know, again, I told you, you know, I wasn't trying to pick on Michelle Obama, the former first lady and all that stuff, but I knew she wasn't telling the truth when I said that the night before last.
Well, right. Well, because everything is contrived. You know, her whole speech is a contrivance of in so many ways. And it's designed to simply get a particular talking point across. And it's unfortunate that she would do such a thing or that they're doing that, but the AP stepped up to this. So kudos to the AP.
Yep. And folks, hold that thought. And Kyle, you hold that thought. And we'll be right back with more. And I got another thing to say about Michelle Obama. Again, a simple little fact check, not that hard to do, about something that she said. And again, she stretched the truth way out of proportion.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Oh, yeah. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, let me tell you, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they will handle your windshield needs. They'll give you a lifetime warranty, including cars, trucks, and vans, and Florida comprehensive insurance is required here in my home state of Florida. But from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota over to Daytona Beach and on down to Melbourne and beyond, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim. Premium quality windshields and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. Give them a call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is again, right on key. I'm telling you, that's a good job there.
Sure.
All righty. Well, you know, I wish I had better news for you. But Victor David Hansen, really sharp guy, writes a lot for American Spectator and whatnot. You see him on Fox quite a bit, too. Michelle Obama, in her speech, told the Dems to go high. This, folks, after her husband tried to destroy a political campaign. Fact. And guess what? Once again, she forgot to mention that.
Well, sure. That's right. Yeah, he talked about the idea that when she says, "When we go high when they go low," he says she's talking about her husband's administration, basically. He talks about how they weaponized the IRS, the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA. And he said it was the subject of a massive investigation, again, about spying on a political campaign, trying to take it down, basically. And, of course, not just the campaign, but the transition, mm-hmm. You know, and the presidency itself. So, yes, it again, It's those kinds of things, and that's her sort of catchphrase when they go low, we go high, kind of a thing. But again, people they're smarter than all that. They know what's going on.
By the way, I want to say hello to some folks in the chat room whose names have popped up here. Hello, Amanda. Hello, Sue. Hello, LJ. Hello, Wally. Hello, Richard. Hello, Cousin Vinny. Hello to Cat, the Cat in the Hat. Hello to Al. Hello to George Buck. And hello to George, the Godfather, is in there right now. And Eric the Trucker is in there as well. Now, Black Lives Matter, Carl or Kyle. I wish somebody would get a grip on reality with these people. The Black Lives Matter leader yesterday said that he defended the looters because the U.S. government steals and pillages different countries all around the world. That was his rationing.
Well, you know, Captain, not to be funny, but I guess do we file that under the two wrongs make a right sort of file? But obviously what he's trying to make some kind of statement with this. First of all, I don't know that we're pillaging other countries or these kinds of things, but instead of saying we are going to go high, we are going to lift up, we're going to go to a higher standard here. I mean, any number of things that he could say in order to try to build up his own movement, mm-hmm. He's not. But mm-hmm. by simply saying, I'm totally justified in mm-hmm. violence and mm-hmm. looting and burning things down, mm-hmm. that doesn't play well. My goodness.
Mm-hmm. Now, an Iowa State professor, and this is, by the way, folks, is a violation of the First Amendment. An Iowa State professor has threatened to dismiss students who oppose abortion and Black Lives Matter.
Yeah, this is really one of those stories that's really quite bizarre. The professor in question at Iowa State evidently put out a syllabus, talking about these things that there weren't, that they, you know, exactly, if you're mm-hmm. against abortion or Black Lives Matter and mm-hmm. this kind of thing. And so that particular professor, Captain, has evidently been given, or is going to be getting some training on the First Amendment policies,
basically,
of the Iowa State University.
He should have been fired, Kyle.
Well, you see, that's exactly right, Captain. Let's just say that the professor put out a syllabus that said, if you're not here to support Trump, then you're getting an F in the class, or something like that. They would have fired that person so fast that they wouldn't have even got the box to take stuff out of their office. They would have said, we'll send it on to you if you're even that lucky. So this is really, really something, but it shows you the amount of this kind of literally just hatred for conservatives that exists.
All righty, and folks, we're talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We do six nights a week here in the program, and we appreciate you having on the program, Kyle.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that very much, Captain. It's an honor to be here.
Now, I got a couple of stories out of California before I move on. First of all, this is kind of strange. A California man has been charged with mail-in voting fraud in three different elections. What's that all about?
Well, evidently, this goes on back to, looks like between October 2012, November 2014, and evidently, this person was voting, I think, on behalf of his mother or something, who died back in July 2006, and also voting in his own name, according to the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office.
Wow.
So yes, exactly. So he's been given one felony count of fraudulent voting.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And I think I would have thrown the book at him, charging with more stuff, but that's just me. All right. Now, another thing in California, and this is big, because, correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't the LAPD, didn't they just have a big bunch of their budget money cut back?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Defunding the police.
And the same with the LA sheriff, right?
I believe so, yes.
And the L.A. sheriff had to disband a special unit or something, just like what we heard with the plainclothes unit in New York City, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So somehow, and I don't know where this is coming from, this has got to be political from somebody up above, the L.A. County Sheriff announced a permanent ban on ICE transfers. Now, what that means is the illegals that are caught and detained by the L.A. County Sheriff will not be released to the federal authorities so that they can start the process of deporting them.
Well, that's exactly right. So now there was a moratorium back in April for these ICE transfers, the transfer of inmates to ICE. And that went back, as I said, to April, and that was during the coronavirus as that all was beginning. But evidently the sheriff, Villanueva, after finding out about a lawsuit that concerns the conditions at an ICE facility out in Adelanto, he decided to extend that moratorium permanently, we understand. So, yeah, again, this is the kind of thing that a lot of people are moving out of California because of. It's not about being anti-immigrant or any of those kinds of things, but if you're simply going to literally just hogtie the ability to do things to go after people who are here illegally, this kind of thing, it's just not going to work anymore. And people are literally voting with their feet here, Captain.
Now, Texas has come out with a perfect plan, in my opinion, to stop these cities from defunding the police. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants to freeze the property taxes on cities that defund the police by introducing legislation in the Texas state legislature, which would take effect as soon as he could pass it and he could sign it. I think this should be done all across the country. Now, granted, the blue states and the blue cities probably aren't going to be able to do this, unless they've got legislatures. That would be the only way, I suppose. But the fact of the matter is, taking away their revenue, which is their property taxes, if they defund the police and say, okay, you want to do that, then guess what? No property taxes for you to pay for anything.
Well, right. Well, again, see, that's the thing. The people who are living in the area, have a business, own a building there, for example, in the downtown and so forth, they pay those property taxes in good faith, believing up to this point, right, that the government was going to help maintain order and protect them from things like mobs that want to burn down your building or loot your business. And none of that ever happened. And it's a terrible thing.
Because one of the charters that you have to have in order to have a city just about anywhere in the country is you must provide a police, fire, and just general protection altogether when it comes to things like the water and the electricity, et cetera, et cetera. If you want to be a city, it's part of the charter when you go to do that.
Well, sure, and they were absolutely let down. And again, they have every right to sue, I think.
All righty, well, we're going to run. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Thank you very much, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much being on the program, and I know you folks enjoy it, too. I'll be coming back with our first military and veterans news segment, and boy, we got some doozer information to let you know about tonight here. Unbelievable, the world in which we live in. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captains of America Third Watch. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Wendy King. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy said he's suspending some of the changes he's made to the Postal Service since he took office. DeJoy promised the USPS would be able to handle the expected increase of mail volume in the coming months as Americans receive and return mail-in ballots for the November election. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
He's going to make no changes at all until the election's over. Just to reassure everybody, the post office is going to be fine. Your mail-in ballots are going to be fine.
It's unclear whether DeJoy's announcement means that collection boxes and mail sorting machines that are already removed will be returned to their original locations. DeJoy's statement came 2 days after he agreed to testify next week about changes made to the post office before the House Committee on Oversight and Reform. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is indeed time for our first military and veterans news broadcast brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Go over there, check it out, find out about what it is they can do for you by becoming an aviation maintenance tech. And here's more about them.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses, two schools to take care of you. One's in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, in my backyard, Tampa Bay. I'm on this side of the bay. They're on the other side of the bay. But you can check them out online at naa.edu, the website again, naa.edu. And here's what I want you to do. After you see what they have to offer on the Internet, give them a call. at 800-659-2080. The number, again, 800-659-2080. And ask to take a tour at one of the two campuses, whichever one is the closest to you, and see what they're all about. I'm telling you, it's worth the price of admission, which is free. And you'll find out what they can do for you. And I'm telling you, folks, if you haven't already heard the news, one of the most requested and most demanded professions is that of an aviation maintenance tech, because in this era of aircraft being parked and this, that, and the other, a lot of the aircraft maintenance people went and took early retirement so they could move on to something else. And guess what? That left a huge opening for certified aviation maintenance tech. So the website again, NAA.edu. The phone number, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell me Captain sent you. Now, we're going to start out with a story out of North Korea. The U.S. Army is telling us that they believe North Korea has 20 to 60 nuclear devices, bombs, tip missiles, whatever. And they believe that they're making 6 bombs per year right now. They also, and this is the chilling thing, they also said they've got 5,000 tons of 20 different kinds of chemical weapons, some of which can be put in warheads and fired in missiles. Wonderful. Wonderful. Just what we need. And this has been going on right under the noses of presidents like, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, Barack Obama. And the only one that tried to negotiate to do anything about it was Donald Trump. Now, we're at a stalemate, granted, but all that's liable to change because Kim Jong-un can't eat sand very long. And his people have to eat. And that's where they want to talk to us. Now, in the meantime, U.S. intelligence agencies now have assessed that Iran, offered bounties to Taliban fighters for targeting American and coalition troops in Afghanistan, identifying payments linked to at least 6 attacks carried out by the militant group just last year alone, including a suicide bombing at a U.S. air base in December. Wow. Talk about Russia? It wasn't Russia, folks. It was Iran that was doing this. Iran. And our intelligence agencies are now telling us that that's the proof that they have. By the way, a 2-star general, Major General Dunlop, who last year was fired from running the Pentagon's office that oversees some of the military's most secret classified programs, repeatedly and publicly berated and belittled her subordinates, according to the Air Force Office of Inspector General. Not smart. Not smart at all. And President Trump said yesterday that he rejected a proposal from the Pentagon to cut the military health care by $2.2 billion during the pandemic. And again, that's not smart at all either. SOCOM, by the way, wait till you hear this story. SOCOM right here in my backyard. The U.S. Special Operations Command spent hundreds of millions of dollars on specialized equipment over a 2-year period, despite the fact that the command wasn't even sure they needed it, according to a new audit from the Defense Department Inspector General. Wow, wow, and double wow. $800 million. You can do better, guys. And U.S. troops and Syrian Democratic Forces exchanged gunfire with pro-Syrian regime troops Monday. There were no U.S. casualties. There were casualties on the Syrian side. Don't exactly know where that was, but it was in Syria where this happened, where our forces are there training and assisting the Syrian defense, which is the rebels that are there. Actually, it's the Kurds, more than likely. Now, defense revenues of the top 100 defense companies in the world climbed for a 4th straight year. No surprise there. pushed upward by U.S. defense spending growth combined with a strong foreign military sales. No surprise there. Obama had gutted this stuff, and we're back to doing what we need to be doing. Also, South Korea has over the past decade become a defense industry powerhouse in its own right, and it's seeking to widen its reach with progress in international markets in recent years, making the maturity of its defense articles well known. Now, China's defense companies continue their strong showing in the Defense News Top 100 list, with two of its companies in this year's top 10. Again, no surprise there. And with mainland Europe and the United Kingdom pursuing their own sixth-generation fighter programs, differing views have started to emerge about how many nations should partake in the action with Europe's next-gen fighter. Now, U.S. forces in Korea are ramping up their health protection condition to Charlie, as hundreds of new COVID-19 cases were reported in South Korea over the weekend. Meanwhile, the carrier USS Ronald Reagan and its strike group returned to the restive South China Sea for a series of maritime air defense operations. So we got the Ronald Reagan back on point doing what they're doing in the South China Sea. Now, Iraq's prime minister said, ahead of the much-anticipated trip to Washington, that his country still needs U.S. assistance to counter the threat posed by the Islamic State group, and that his administration is committed to introducing security sector reforms as rogue militia groups stage nearly daily attacks against the seat of his government in Baghdad. Wow. The U.S. military has made about $2 million in condolence payments to civilians in Afghanistan over the past 5 years, according to the Pentagon data that now sheds new light on how officials have sought to address the impact of unintended injury and death in America's longest war. And Southern Command says they're keeping their eyes on Venezuela for their connections with Iran. Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela is relying on illicit networks that range from drug traffickers to America's adversaries to hold on to power, including Iran. That according to U.S. Southern Command's Admiral Craig Faller. And he's doing a bang-up job. You know about the tankers that they confiscated that they've got sitting with their cargoes in a neutral port they never got. They never got to Venezuela. And the U.S.-led military coalition in Syria likely used a unique variant of the beloved Hellfire missile to kill a mercenary trainer who recently had worked with an Al-Qaeda-affiliated militant group there, according to photos from the scene of the strike. And they've got another really bad guy. That's good. Keep it up. All right, we're coming back, and we're going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Byway report again. So, Kathy, it's your turn. Take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you very much doing that. And folks, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. You know why? Because if you join their driver's club and get a hold of one of those nice mugs they got with the driver's points you'll get, you'll be able to get a hot or cold drink in it because they treat it as a refill, or stop by and get a free cup of coffee right now on the Third Watch. Make sure you go in there and say, I was listening to the Captain's America Third Watch and I heard him talk about the Flying J. There you go. We'll be back right after we listen to Leland Martin.
Roll truck, roll down the interstate. Grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough. Two more to go before you can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back. It's a fact. He's working class. Grips that wheel with his callous hand.
was handed to him. All the chickens out of Arkansas when he was green, with a worn out cracker box of DMC. Now with a tricked out team, he cuts a new path. He earned it, man. He's working class. He's been hit head on by the DOT and blindsided by the economy. Been knocked down, but he gets back up, 'cause the Lord made the trucker just a little more tough. And he may be common, but don't call him trash, or he'll line you out fast. He's working class.
Oh, yeah. Our buddy Leland Martin up there somewhere in Canada running across to that big old double drop RGN that he's got there, that big old stretch hauling those oversized loads. Now, let's get right to it here. No relief in store as sweltering heat and critical fire weather threats continue in the West. You can't put it any other way other than it's extremely dangerous out there. Please. Please don't start any outside fires that you aren't in complete control of, because you might start a wildfire. Now, high pressure continues to produce record heat across much of the West. Showers and thunderstorms around this high may produce heavy rain, gusty winds, dust storms, and dry lightning. Now, critical fire weather risk in northwestern Nevada and from scattered dry lightning in southwestern Montana, as well as isolated dry lightning, is also possible across the northern Great Basin and the Rockies. And I'll go right down here and tell you that California, the temperatures are so freaking hot, especially out there in the desert and going up through the central part of California up towards Sacramento, up through the Produce Valley up there. Just unbelievably hot temperatures. Now, moving over into Arizona, the temperatures there are just, again, out of sight all the way across to the New Mexico line. Kingman, Arizona, up into Las Vegas, temperatures going across Needles and Yuma, well into the 110, 115 degree area, and then going right up I-15 all the way up through Utah, up into Idaho. You've got high heat warnings all the way up there, all the way up into Montana, staying on I-15, and then moving over into Cabbage if you're up in there. Fire threat advisories up in there. Well, again, the heat is unbelievable. The same with Nevada, around Reno, fire threat warnings there in the mountains, and moving over into Utah. Most of Utah has either got high heat warnings or fire threat warnings or poor air quality because of the smoke and the fires that have been started there. Moving over into New Mexico, around Albuquerque, you've got poor air quality alerts. Again, the smoke has something to do with that, plus the haze that's just hanging in there in that part of the country. And then west of Denver, going towards Grand Junction, you've got poor air quality alerts. You've got fire threat advisories going up I-25 towards Wyoming. The whole eastern third of Wyoming, going up over Elk Mountain all the way to Laramie, to Wyoming, to Cheyenne, to Nebraska, fire threat warning there, all the way up into right there around the South Dakota of Wyoming line in that little corner, and then poor air quality off to the east of Denver tonight. Dallas Metroplex, poor air quality down there in Houston over to Galveston. Poor air quality. Got a couple of areas of thunderstorms in the Gulf, one on the west side of New Orleans. It's been raining on and off all night with the storms coming into Louisiana and over to the east side over there in Mississippi. And then we've got one area of some rain that just wants to hang around Gary, Indiana, up there in the northern part of Indiana on I-90-94. So there you have it, and that's what we're looking at right now. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report's always brought to you by your Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Again, not your daddy's truck stop anymore. Pull on in there. Pull on in there and check them out and tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee if you tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, if you got one of those nice mugs that they've got, and you remember the driver's club, you can get a hot or cold drink put in there, and it's treated as a refill. So there you go. Now, that's the pilot and Flying J nearest you. Truck on in there. Check them out. Not your daddy's truck stop anymore. You're going to be real happy with what you see. And don't forget, August the 29th, Truckers Appreciation Day at the Pilots and Flying J's. And that's starting out there. We're organizing it here. Brooke Talks America, that website. Go over there, find out more about it. And we're going to be around the Pilots and Flying J's all around the country. I personally be around here in the Tampa area. All right, let's go to the telephone lines. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
John Durham is going to be interviewing John Brennan on Friday. Now, that tells me Durham wouldn't go off and do something half-cocked. Agreed?
Well, you're reading from what I posted on Facebook yesterday. No lawyer ever asks a question if he doesn't already know the answer.
Sure.
That is either in a court or that's in a deposition. So it is known in Washington that Durham is going to be interviewing Brennan on Friday. Now, that is after there's been a lot of going back and forth with lawyers and whatnot to have this session scheduled. And one of the big reasons is because Brennan's trying to write a book, and he has been denied access to his notes and files from CIA. Now, remember, Trump had said that he was revoking his security clearance. Well, he never did.
Mm-hmm.
And that is part of the argument. So I think that Brennan was kind of using that as a tool, that I'm not scheduling anything with anybody until I have access to my notes and files from CIA, because he's writing this book. So I don't know how that was resolved, if that was resolved, or if that was part of the lawyering going back and forth. But it does tell me that if Durham is all that he's been sold to be, to us, as a prosecutor, that, if he has scheduled, Brennan, he's been ready for a while with the lawyering going back and forth, and he has the documents that he feels like he needs in order to make the session with Brennan effective on Friday. I don't think it's going to be done publicly because
no.
of Brennan's job, and because it would, could go to sources and methods.
Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants to freeze property taxes in those cities in his state that are talking about or have defunded the police. I think that's a great idea.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, and I said this to, you know, my husband a couple of weeks ago, if you're not going to open the schools, then we property owners that pay taxes, why are we paying the school tax?
Yep.
It's the same premise.
Hold that thought, and there's a reason for that, too, because we'll talk about California, where, guess what, some parents have actually sued the state, demanding the schools be open. Not the online listening or learning at home. The schools be open, and the kids allowed to go back to school. We'll see how that goes. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.